Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hey guys, today we're going to talk about the dangers of crossing your legs too much, okay? So if we look from the back, here's your pelvis right here. And then you have this little middle connection bone called the sacrum, and you have the lumbar vertebra. There's two muscles that connect from the top rib, the 12th rib, to the top of it's called the ilium, which is your hip bone right here. And it's called the quadratus laborum. You have two of them, quad meaning four sides, okay? So the function of this muscle is to raise the hip on one side. If you're crossing your legs only on one side, over a period of time, it's going to shorten this muscle, and it's going to pull your vertebra a little bit out of alignment, and you're going to pinch the nerve on this side, and you're going to have low back pain, and you're going to have a heck of a time trying to figure out what it is. I'm going to show you what to do to figure out if this is your low back problem, number one, and number two, how to correct it. Okay, let's go to the next section. So as you can see, if you're sitting like this, your leg is bent out, your femur is rotated out, it's going to cause the pelvis to be dropped on that side. So it's very, very important if you're going to cross your leg, which is not a problem, but you're going to have to alternate, okay? It's not just one side. And in fact, if you're sitting right now, go ahead and try this. Go ahead and cross your leg on one side and then cross your leg on the other side and see which one is tighter, okay? It might be a good idea to stretch the one that's tight. Okay. Now you might sit like this. Same deal. It's gonna affect the pelvis. So again, you want to alternate, go back and forth as you're sitting. All right. So here's a better picture of what I'm talking about. It's the back part of the two ilium right here. This is your hip bones, the sacrum, lumbar vertebra, last rib. So the quadratus laborum comes from this right here, all the way over here, and it connects to these little things right here. So if you're crossing your leg on one side, it's going to bring it down this way. It's going to pinch these nerves right here. So now let's show you how to test for it and how to correct it. So what you're going to do is you're going to basically take a book and you're going to drop down, keep your knee locked. You're going to drop down 1 foot as far down as you can. So your pelvis is dropped down on the right side, okay? So you come up and you just come down right here and you're going to feel the lower back. Is there pain? Is there any tension there? Okay. Now we're going to compare that with the other side right here. Okay. So we take the other leg and drop it down, keeping your knees locked. Just bring your pelvis down. Okay. Now you're comparing this side with the other side. Which side hurts? Which side is tighter? Let's pretend that the right side is painful or tight when I drop down. Now let's go into the correction. What you're going to do is you're going to do the opposite side. Okay, you're going to take the other side, the good side, and you're going to bring it down and up as high as you can and down. You're going to do that 10 times. Okay. So in other words, the stretch is on the opposite side, the good side, not on the bad side. You're not going to think about it. Do you want to put yourself in pain? No. You stretch the other side. What happens? That will balance it out. After you do that 10 times, then reassess and do the bad side, and you're going to find that pain is gone. Okay? That's how you correct an imbalance with the quadratus laborum. You're actually strengthening the quadratus laborum, that muscle back there. It wouldn't even hurt to be able to do this on a regular basis and do both sides once your pain is gone, and strengthen that muscle, okay? Because it's going to help your back, especially if you do a lot of sitting. All right, guys, go ahead and try this and put your comments down below. Hey, if you're liking this content, please subscribe now, and I will actually keep you updated on future videos. Hey, guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if If you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.